USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court heard oral arguments on Wednesday regarding the abortion case called Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization. At issue is a pro-life law in Mississippi which prohibits elective abortions after 15 weeks of gestation before unborn children are viable. The Mississippi Solicitor General, who is defending the state law, Scott Stewart, says history should be looked at when making a decision to uphold the legislation.
The court looks to history and tradition, and here those decisively reject the proposition that states cannot legislate comprehensively on abortion before, after viability, and all throughout. So it's history and tradition, Your Honor.
United States military leaders are in South Korea to discuss their alliance and threats from North Korea. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin arriving in Seoul today. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently? Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free with an annual subscription. It's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
NATO leaders are gathering to discuss ongoing Russian military buildup along the Ukraine border. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg affirms the organization's support to Ukraine and Georgia from a possible invasion from Russia.
Our support for the sovereignty and territorial integrity remains unwavering, and we remain committed to enhance our support to both countries.
A Kremlin spokesperson denying Russia is planning an invasion of those countries and in return accuses Western countries of fear-mongering. Private employers are hiring more workers than expected. Payroll processing firm ADP says private payrolls grew by 534,000 in November. That's about 30,000 more than what analysts had anticipated. Hospitality and leisure led the way, while gains were also seen in education and health services. The monthly jobs report for November set to come out Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Scientists across the United States are testing sewage for signs of the new Omicron variant of the coronavirus. The University of California, San Diego is monitoring wastewater collectors above sewer grates near dormitories and other buildings on campus to help detect the virus's presence. Regarding this new variant, a lot is unknown, and New York Times best-selling author and author of the new book Pandemia, Alex Berenson, tells USA Radio News, the one thing we have to remember is we cannot overreact to this variant as we've done in the past.
Why are we overreacting? Didn't we learn last year that overreaction did not serve us, that it was not a good idea? Why are we pretending that this is, you know, that we've learned nothing in the last 18 months? If anything, the South Africans, who have more experience with this new variant than anyone else, seem to think it's actually milder for most people. It may be more transmissible. More people will get it quickly. But if it's milder, what do we care? And frankly, that's what virologists have been predicting all along, that, you know, the virus, quote unquote, wants to mutate in a way that makes it easier for us to live with it, because then it can be sort of part of our ecosystem forever. That's what happens with other coronaviruses, or that's what has happened. And so not SARS and MERS, but earlier coronaviruses.
More news always on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.